The cost of a postage stamp could be going up this fall. The Postal Regulatory Commission is reviewing the postage rate system, and there's bipartisan support for raising the cost of that first-class stamp. Meanwhile, the U.S. Postal Service says that extra money would be a relief as first-class mail volume continues to decline. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more. The Postal Regulatory Commission, unlike the Postal Board of Governors, has got its full complement of members, correct?
Right. They have everyone that they need in place to be making these decisions.
All right. A couple of years ago, they let the price of a stamp go up. I think it was 2 cents only temporarily. And then it came back down again and the Postal Service could feel the pinch. And so what are they thinking now? Why now could the price go up?
Well, Tom, it's just as you said. And just to make things a little more to give us a timeline of how things have been going. Last April, they rolled back that 2 cent increase. They took it from 49 cents to 47 cents. But the Postal Service said, wait a minute, guys, that actually adds up to be a lot of money. They were saying annually they were getting $2 billion in revenue just from that 2 cent increase. So this January 2017, the Postal Regulatory Commission brought that rate back. So we're now currently today, if you went to the Postal Service, the Post Office, you would get a 49-cent stamp. But now there's a provision in the postal reform bill that's making its rounds in Congress right now, and that would add an extra 1 cent to it. So we'd be looking at a 50-cent stamp.
I wonder how much 50 cents, and I think this is a rhetorical question. I don't think anyone can answer it, but how much of the actual cost of getting an envelope from point A to point B is covered by that 50 cents? If I mail a stamp letter and I send it to Seattle from here in Washington, that's diagonally across the country. That's a long distance. That's almost 3,000 miles. If I mail it to Gaithersburg, that's, you know, you could carry it faster. That's also 50 cents. So there's no time and distance. I guess they've discussed that from time to time. Anyway, PRC's general counsel, you heard him speak.
We're talking about David Trissel. He's the PRC's general counsel. And he's been saying that there's a lot of feedback on this proposed rate change. He was saying all in all, there's about 70 public comments. They just ended the public comment period last month in April. And he's saying that they're taking all that feedback into consideration. This comment comes from the board meeting last week.
The commission received over 70 separate public comments in this docket, and also consistent with the chairman's initial remarks about the review in December. The commission is currently diligently reviewing those comments, doing its own evaluation, with the intent to issue a decision in that docket in early autumn. If necessary, these findings would be followed by another docket, which would outline potential solutions, potential modifications of the system, if necessary, to achieve those nine separate statutory objectives. We appreciate the engagement of the public thus far, and the commission looks forward to issuing its decision later this fall.
That was David Trissel, the PRC's general counsel.
Later this fall in time for the Christmas card season, I guess. And 1 cent doesn't sound like a lot of money for the Postal Service, but I guess it adds up.
No, Tom, it really does. You'd be surprised. I was saying earlier how that exigent postal rate of 2 cents turned out to be $2 billion every year in revenue. And so when you think about these things, you'd be surprised how much they add up to. And really, the Postal Service could use as much money in terms of revenue these days more than ever. So that's your benchline. But there's a postal reform bill in the House right now that would raise the postal rate up 1 more cent. So that would raise the rate to 50 cents a stamp. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee had a hearing in February about the bill, and it actually has broad support from lawmakers, the postal unions, and the mailing industry. Robert Taub is the PRC chairman, and he actually testified at that February hearing. He said it's a good sign to see Congress working on an issue that, frankly, doesn't get a lot of attention.
I think it's notable that this legislation has such wide bipartisan support. This is a public policy issue that touches the lives of every American on a daily basis. Postal Service delivers to 155 million households and businesses on a typical day. It really is one of those public institutions that every American has interactions with and relies on. It's rooted in our Constitution, dated back. So although it's not on the Sunday talk shows or maybe on the front page of the paper, it's notable that in a bipartisan way, Congress is moving this forward. And I'd also highlight, as you had said, as reflected in that February hearing, a representative from the mailer testifying really was testifying on behalf of a large swath of the mailers. The president of the National Association of Letter Carriers was really representing the collective input and support of all the unions, the American Postal Workers Union, the mail handlers, the rural letter carriers, as well as himself. And so that's significant. And hopefully we can see some changes there as that moves forward.
That was Robert Taub, the PRC chairman.
Every time they say the Postal Service is just like a business and it doesn't get appropriations, and a business would not have a publicly appointed rate committee, but they do. So how does this commission decide what the price of a postage stamp should be? Do they flip a coin, a penny, or a nickel?
Well, they actually have a lot of guidelines that they have to follow, Tom. The 2006 postal bill that they're following their cues on here, they have 9 bullet points that they have to follow in terms of reviewing this rate system right now. And the PRC has its own statutory guidelines that it has to follow as well. And so it basically has to strike the balance between being fair to consumers who frankly don't have a choice in who they send their letter with and the Postal Service to make sure that they have long-term financial solvency. Keep in mind, the Postal Service doesn't get funding from Congress like other federal agencies do. They don't get direct funding each year in these omnibus bills. They get all their money from all those postage stamps they sell. One last thing to consider, the Postal Service fell short of its service performance categories in 2016, and some people on the Hill are taking notice. Democratic Senators Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota and Claire McCaskill of Missouri, they've been getting an earful from their constituents in rural areas, and they're saying that they're not getting their mail and packages on time. So both those senators, they've now just asked the Government Accountability Office. They're taking a look at how the Postal Service is holding its workers accountable for meeting those delivery standards.
Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check his coverage at federalnewsradio.com.